The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
בא במציאה, דף חווה, תראה, יש דף הסביר של נשמת מנת זקנתי, יפה בת שרה, ולעילוי נשמת, אברהם בן אסתר. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן אמן, תראה, יש דף הסביר של רפואה שלמה, חיים אהרון בן לאה, וגם רפואה שלמה לשרה בת מאירה. אין נא רפנה להם. פת הנפש ופת הגוף, ואתם קרבה לבו. לכן ינסו ולמר אמן. We begin to raise דף, אנחפי עמוד בית, סטרנים ותנו משנה, on the bottom. מצא בגל, oh, you found a lost object. בגל, it's גל אברים, pile of stones. מחומה שנפלה, a wall that fell down. ובכותל ישן, or you found, let's say, an old wall. הרי אלו שלו, you keep them. And she says, "Begemara mefarish, matzav bekotel hadash." There's a new wall. The walls towards the inside is the house. Towards the outside is the shuter abim. Right. So you found it in the wall itself, like there was cracks and holes in the wall. Mehatshov velachut shelo. You found it from half the wall's width or thickness to the outside, so then you can keep it because you could assume that somebody what from the outside put it there and left it there, and therefore you can keep it. But he found it on the half towards the inside of the wall. You got to assume that the balabai that lives on the other side put it in there. Therefore, it is that we cannot touch it. Now we have to see, even on the outside, why should we be able to keep it? Chaura, a guy put it there, we put it there, he's coming back. Why should we be able to keep it? The Gemara is going to explain. And she says, Mechatsio lachutz. Be'ahan mechorei kotel simuchim l'shut rabim. Mitzam mechatsi ovjot shel kotel lachutz. Shelo, damnin anacham nevni l'shut rabim natno sham. We say, one of the people of the Shutra Rabbim must have put it on the out in the wall. Veshachach. He forgot it. They forgot. Damran the air, safek inuach lo yitol. We learned earlier, you have a safek, maybe somebody put it there. Ve'ay vaday inuachu. And here, it's not safek inuach. He vaday, somebody put it there. How to get in the wall? Somebody must have put it there. So if you should leave it there, the guy's coming back. How could you keep it? So the Gemara is going to say, deshatich tefeh. We're talking about a case over here where the thing is very rusty. It's very old looking. So you could assume for sure the guy forgot it there, the guy made yush, and only because you have those characteristics, that's why you're able to keep it. The Mishnah finishes and says, Matzah bekotel hadash. We saw that. Im hayam maskiro la'achirim. Now let's say a person rents his house out to people. Many people, you know, constantly is renting his house out, right? Or his, whatever it is, his place, his room. Afilu betoch habayit are elu shelo. Guy now comes, rents the house, finds something there, even though you find it in that, you could keep it. You have to see exactly why you could keep it. L'chaura, who's the last guy that stayed there? The last guy was a Jew. L'chaura, why should you have to give it back to him? So we'll see exactly this case in the Gemara. And she says, "Delo yadua miman ninu." We don't know really who it came from, to see how, what's the case. U'ba'alav, no, I should have to assume that the owner, who the real owner has really made Yush. Okay, all these cases I said will be explained. We start the Gemara. Tana Peshakonomado Shel Amoraim Hen. What's that going on? Gabe Gal Bekotel Yashan. Okay, you found stuff in a mound of bricks or stones. Or you found it in an old wall. Guy goes to the house, there's an old wall, sticks his hand into this wall, he sees old he sees an item. So he can come along and keep it. Why? Because he can come along and say it. Not necessarily the owner of the houses. Maybe this belongs to the Amoraim. Before we came into Eretz Yisrael, there were seven nations that lived over there. These guys used to hide their things in the walls. Who knows? Well, maybe it was a goy's. Just because you find it in the wall, doesn't mean it's an old wall. So Gemara says, Atu Amoraim Matzne'e Yisrael Lo Matzne'e. What does it mean? Only Amoraim stick things in the wall? Could be using Yisrael's. They put it in the wall. Because he says, U'mechetzio v'lifnim on an old wall, Amay shelo, hare ba'al ha'bayit ze mishtamesh ba'ze kama shanim. Which means we said in the Mishnah, on a new wall, okay, we have a hayduk between on the outside, on the inside, but an old wall, it's mashma, the whole thing, you stick it all the way in the wall, even if it's on the half that's closer to the house, you can keep it. Old wall, right? Wasn't that the Mishnah? Mishnah's language was kotel yashan. The Mishnah did not make a hayduk between half on the outside, half on the inside. Kotel Yashan, stick your hand all the way and we'll keep it. Why? I said, I came from Amoraim. Amoraim. The Amori people. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Only Amoraim put stuff in there? Well, the guy living there, maybe he put, Jews don't put stuff in the wall. Maybe it's the Jews. How could you keep it? The Gemara says, Lo tzericha. De shatich tafeh. Very rusty that she says, top line here. Nobody keeps their stuff in there for that long. So therefore, on a kotel yashan, and you stuck your hand there, you see this rusty old island, you can assume it came from the goyim from before, therefore it doesn't belong, therefore you have no problem. However, in a kotel hadash, well, since it's a kotel hadash, it's not going to be so rusty, by the way, because it's a new wall. So therefore, the item itself is mochiach, that must be the owner stuck the item in the wall itself. Now, in a chenameh, if you see it very rusty, the shatich tafeh, even in a new wall. But the case of the new wall, mistama, the reason why the mishnah says when you find it from the inside, chetzio lefnim, even if it's a little rusty, okay, it's a little, it's not going to be very rusty, he's, oh, it's supposed to came from the Amoraim, and that's why it goes to the balabai. But in a chenameh, even if on a new wall, you stuck your hand in the wall, you see this item looks like it's very, very old, you can assume the guy forgot it, they left it there from before, and therefore you have no problem. On the outside, there's no problem. Bechlal. Mara continues. Bekot el Hadash. Okay, mechatsu lachot shalom, mechatsu lefnim shalom ala bayit. Amar av Asher. So we said, well, on a new wall, you go with the half room. Up to half. Three outside, it belongs to the guy. Keep it. Half on the inside, belongs to the Baal HaBayit. So Gemara gives a rule now. Sakina, you find a knife. That's very easy the way you judge it. Batar kata, you follow the handle. Whatever the handle is. If the handle is facing towards the inside, it means the Baal HaBayit put it there. Facing the outside, means the outside. One of the guys on the outside put it there. Vekisa, batar shenatse. Kisa is like a wallet, goes after the straps. You got it. The straps are facing, used to have the wallet, the straps, like that is tied a wallet. If the straps are facing the inside, the guy on the inside put it over there. The guy face straps are facing the outside, the guy on the outside put it. Very simple. Ashi. Second line, Batarkata. Or Sakina. Hanamsa behind the Horea called the Batarkata. Ikate legavo bene abayit. Begave, it's on the inside, bene abayit atusham. Ikata lebar, if it's on the outside, then it should mean the tusham, sheken derech ahizato. That's the way you hold it. וכן, כיסה בתשנת זה, גוד. ואלה מניתי לקטן עם יצור ולחוש שלו, מהצור ובנים של בעל הבית. What do you mean? And now משתה, he gave the half rule, half in, half out, ולך זה איקתה לגבי, איקתה לבעל. איש תצא לגב, איש תצא לבעל. Look at where the handle is. Look at where the straps are. What are you giving the half rule? We're not talking about a case of a knife in our משנה. מניתין, באודרה ונסקה. אודרה מוכין. We're talking about the material, right? Moch, like a thing of wool or a thing of cotton. Where you cannot tell. There's no handle on it, right? Or just a piece of metal. And she's a plata shel kesef. You can't tell what side it is. Therefore, you go with the half rule. Tana imaya kotel memule mehen holkin. Oh, but let's say the wall is filled with mochim. Now you split it. The half part, up to half you can keep. Now the half goes to the Baal HaBayit. Okay? Or whatever the item is. And she says, Menachem, it's Shemachzi Kol Roch HaVakotel. It fills up the whole, the thickness of the kotel. Pshita, Pashut. What are you going to do? So Gemara says, Lo Tzericha, De Meshapa Behad Gisa. The wall, the hole is like this. It's inclined to one side. Ba'u Detema, Ishtapuche, Ishtapuch. I would have thought that really belonged, let's say it's inclined, where the incline goes into the house. So therefore, I would have thought maybe it belongs totally to the guy, because it really was in the shoot to the beam side, and it just trickled down. Kamash malan, you don't say that, you split it. Again, if it's like this, right? So I see half over here, and half over here. It's all full up. So I would have thought maybe really all of it was really under the shoot to the beam side. The only reason why you see some on the Baal HaBayit is because it's slanted down. Kamashman, no. When you see it full, you split it. That's the chadush in that case. Okay, Kamashman. Comes the Gemara continues. If you rented the house, afilu b'toch habayit, when you find it in the house itself, the renter keeps it. Why don't you go after the last guy that rented it? If the last guy was Jewish, so give it back to him. So it's very simple. Get the list of who the renters were. The last guy was a goy, an economy, you can keep it. The last guy was a Jew, you should give it back to him. What's the issue? Why can't you keep it? Milo ten and we learn in the Mishnah. Guys in Jerusalem, he finds money in front of the animal dealers. Normally when people would go to Jerusalem, what are they doing by the animal dealer? They're taking ma'aser sheni money, and they're redeeming it for animals to eat in Jerusalem. So you find the money, okay, ma'ot you can keep, but you're going to have to treat it with the kiddushah of ma'aser sheni. The olam ma'aser, it always meaning the olam, all year long, not only on the holiday, all year long. You got to assume money in that area is money for ma'aser sheni. Therefore, you could have to take it, use it for ma'aser sheni. Harabayit cholim. But all year long on the Temple Mount, harabayit, you find it? Cholim. You don't have to assume that it's ma'aser sheni money. Ubirushalayim. Ubishari yemot ha'shana cholim. You, Jerusalem, it depends. All year long, you can assume the money is cholim. Shataregel. Hakol ma'aser. But on the holiday itself, you got to assume it is ma'aser. So you got three different dinim. By the animal dealer, all year long, the money is ma'aser. Because money by them, the majority of the money over there by the animal dealers, was used in Jerusalem for ma'aser sheni. On harabayim, all year long, you don't have to be concerned. Except on the regel, except on the holiday. And in the Jerusalem proper, harabayit, it's cholin always. Cholin always, even on the holiday. Ubirushalayim, b'shari mot ha'shana cholin. And on the holiday, in the regalim, ma'asir. Okay, but I explain, what's the difference over here? So look at Rashi. Ma'asir. Yeah, it's just stuff from the Fnei Sohari Behema. Fnei Sohari Behema, Birushalayim. They all have been shalta regal, and shalta regal, and shalta regal. Ma'aser, shirov basar, hanecha birushalayim, ma'aser. The majority of the meat that's eaten in Jerusalem is ma'aser. Lefi, shir adam shirov birushalayim, ad shiochal kol ma'aser otav. A guy doesn't leave Jerusalem until he finishes his ma'aser. Venoten ma'ot ma'aser da'aniya a'ir. He gives the money to his friends. Olo ahabav yoshvei verov, otsa'ot ma'aser, lokhim ben behemot. Most of the people, what do they spend their money with ma'aser money? They're behemot, ishlamim, kedigamar sham. Ma'aser, ishlamim, mesekim, and all good, which means, what does the guy do with his ma'aser? He gives it to his friends. Here's ma'aser money. Here's ma'aser money. Here's ma'aser money. So therefore, when you go to the meat store, most people are using ma'aser sheni money to buy behemoth. You find it over there, ma'aser sheni. Continue. Harabayit cholin. Even on the holiday, when most people are coming to Jerusalem, when did the person usually redeem his ma'aser sheni? When he's in Jerusalem. When does he come to Jerusalem? On the regel. Doesn't matter. On Harabayit, in the Temple Mount, money that you find over there, cholin. Why? Even though the majority of the money that's in Jerusalem on the holidays is ma'aser money, they bring their money with them to Jerusalem. No, we don't go after the majority of the year. Right, which means we don't leave the majority of the year. We go after the majority of the year, and therefore we say that this money must have fell before the holiday. That's on Harabayit. However, Birushalayim. ובשעת שווקים שבע בשעת ימות השנה חולין, תרוב מעות שבעיר חולין, ובשעת הרגל מעשה שרוב מעות, העיר מעשר. ואמר אף שמעיה בזעילה, כתוביות הגמרא, מה הייתה מה? What is the reason that what? That in Jerusalem, you say what? בשעת הרגל, it's מעשר. Why don't you say maybe it fell from before the holiday, just like you say on Harabayit? So הגמרא says, ואיב ושכנו שם עשו נתכבד בכל יום. Because they sweep the streets of Jerusalem every day. And therefore you gotta assume, what you're finding now, is from now. Harabayit they didn't. Harabayit, all year long, what you're gonna find, you're gonna say it is cholin. Mashiach in the streets of Jerusalem under Egim, you have to assume what? That it's ma'aser money. What do you mean? Maybe it's from before the holiday. Nah, if it was before the holiday, they swept it already. It's gone. Therefore you go according to what it is now. Rashi, בירושלים יש את הרגל מעשה ולא מיני מפני הרגל נפלו כדבר הבית שוקי ירושלים עשו להתכבד בכל יום ואם נפלו שם לפני הרגל ופלד בפור ההלדי כבר מצאום מכבדי השוק אבל הר הבית אין צריך להתכבד בכל יום they didn't clean הר הבית every single day שאין תית ואפר קולט שם they don't have really too much dirt over there מתוק שום משופע first of all הר הבית's on a slope so most of the dirt and the debris just slides down. Anyway, you don't go with shoes on how to buy it. So there's not too much think that you need to sweep. So therefore, on Harabai, you could assume, if you find money, it came from the majority. The majority of the money all year long is what? Cholim. Mashaken in Yerushalayim on the Regel, the majority of the money is what? The majority is Maaser. And maybe it came from before. I care. Maybe they sweeped it already. Also, therefore, Alma, what's the point of this Mishnah? Amrinan, Kamai, Kamai, Azlu, Dani, Acharini, Ninu. We say, what was there already is left, is gone, and what you find now is from now. Hachaname, by the renter of the house, Kama, Kama, Azal, Dani, Debatrahu. Exactly. When you find an item, you say, now I'm renting the house. I find an item. So you can keep it. Oh, how can I keep it? Right. Which means, because who knows? There's so many people renting the house. Who knows? After the majority of people, everybody's renting it. Who knows how many people over here before me? What do you mean? You got to assume that the last guy, or the guys before they leave a house, what do? They check it. They inspect it. They broom sweep it. And therefore, if there was something there, they would have taken it. Now, you're finding an item right now must be with the last guy. And if the last guy was a Yehudi, you have to give it back then. You always go according to what it is now. Just like in the, you gave me a rule. Where you sweep, then you got to go according to what it is now. Just like in Jerusalem. They sweep every day. Now it's the regel. Regel is Rav Maaser. It's Maaser money. Same thing over here. The guys before that rented this house, they swept it before they left. If they would have found something, they would have taken it. Therefore, you come into the house now, you find an item there. Who's it belong to? The last guy. How can you say Ariel Ushelo? That's the Gemara's question. You go after the, you have to go where it is now. Okay. Look at Rashi. Hachaname. Stam socher bayit. Kishu yotze mechapes kol seviyotav. When a guy leaves the house, he checks all the corners. Venotel et shelo. Yotze venem haharonim shakhu. Shirishonim shakhu kevar matzu haharonim. Right? Which means, whatever was left by the earlier guys, the later guys found and took it. So if you don't have to say, oh, it's so many people over here, who knows who it belongs to? It belongs to the last guy. That's the Gemara's question. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar l'shtakish. Shtakishim shu bakapara, sha'asa pundak l'shlosha Yisrael. New story. It's a pundak, it's a hotel. And who's staying in the hotel? Three Yisraelim. They're staying in the hotel at the same time. So what is that? Two? Rashi. First one, second one line. Bevat ahat. Because shekerim ayu avdei kochavim. Umi shenafal mimenu miyaesh. De lo yada miman nibeh. He doesn't know who's going to ask, who's going to go to. Three guys stayed in the place. One guy lost the item. Okay, one guy lost an object. Okay? So now, the guy who lost the... Now a new guy comes in. And he finds it. He can keep it. You know why? Because the guy that lost it is Bekshi Ush. Because he doesn't know who's he gonna claim. Which one of these two guys took it. He doesn't know who took it over here. So since he doesn't know who took it, he's going to make use of the finder can assume that Ush was made. Therefore, he's able to keep it. There is, even if there's a siman, read the next line. The Gemara says, Shema minna, from here we learn what? Halakha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, afilu berov Yisrael. Remember Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar ayar din. When you lose something in the public domain, even if it has a siman, the guy's miyaesh. Why is the guy miyaesh? There's a siman. Because when it's like an ashuk, not every Jew is honest, unfortunately. So the guy's thinking, what do I mean? That public domain, who knows, some guy probably picked it up. Even though it's a siman, I'm not getting it back. So you see over here what? It's Rav Yisrael. The innkeepers, what? It's the Jews, all Jews there. Three Jews stayed there. Keep it. Rav Yisrael, keep it. Why? Because the guy's going to say, how am I going to get this back? Who knows which one of these guys took it? There's no way for me to recover it. So you see, even Rav Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. That proves that point. Look at Rashi. Afilu Rav Yisrael, the avid de miyaesh, because the guy is going to give up. Velo samik de ledru nehale, de lo meplege ben davar sheyes bo siman, ne bo siman. Right? We don't make a haluk between siman not siman. They're keeping it. Guy keeps an item. The guys don't say, oh, it's a siman, that's siman. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Shema minach, which one was that film I said? Ela amara menashe bar Yaakov. No, you don't have to say that. Kegon sh'aso pundak l'shusha ofdei kochavim. Very simple. I can say, no, it's a pundak where you had goyim. You don't have to say pundak with the seder at the same time. Since we said in the first case that, so we're saying in this case now, but you could say, we don't goyim stay there. Once goyim stay there, now a duke comes. He finds an item. Oh, so go after the last guy. Go after the last guy. The guy was a goy also, which means always goyim stayed there. So therefore, what's the deen? When it's rov goyim, everybody, even the rabbis will agree that you're able to keep the item. It's rov goyim. So you have, don't bring me the ayah to the Bishom and the Azar from here. Oh, you see, even rov Yisrael you could keep. I'll tell you, because the hotel's for goyim. Rov goyim in the hotel. Now what happened? A Jew came in. What happened? He found an item. What's the deen? Keep it. Why can he keep it? Because rov goyim. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Abba Rav Hu Afilu Tebe Shosha Yisrael. Oh, you can go back to the original answer. Even I'll tell you, there's three Yisrael staying in the place. Mai Tama. Even the rabbis that normally say Rav Yisrael, you have to return it. In this case, they'll agree. You're allowed to keep it. Why? Mai Tama. Hahu Denafal Mine Miyaish. The guy that lost the item is going to make Yish. Why? Nemar Amar Mechdi. The guy says like this: Inish Aharina Lo Ava Behade Ela Hane. Listen, we're three guys. Nobody else was with me over here when I lost the item. Hane Amre Kamayu Kama Zimne Lederudi Velo Hadrudi. And I asked these guys, please, could you return me the item? Did anybody find an item? And nobody's giving it to me back. The hashta lehadru. You think now they're going to give it back to me? If they wanted to give it back to me, they would have given it back to me already. You know why they didn't give it back to me? They must be trying to steal it. Therefore, the guy makes use, which means it's very interesting. Normally, the rabbis will say, when you lose an item in a marketplace where there's majority Jews and there's a siman, the guy doesn't make use. I'll get it back. Rav Yisrael, you got to announce it. But in this case, you don't. You know why? Look at the dynamics of the case. Yeah, three guys going to the hotel. Three Jews going to the hotel. They're in the hotel now. All of a sudden, one guy, he loses an item. Okay. Now, they left. A new guy walks in now. A new guy, the fourth guy. The deen is the fourth guy. Keep it. How could you keep it? It's three Yisraelim. Rav Yisrael, Siman. Nah, that guy for sure, whoever the one of the three lost it, he gave up already on it. Why? Because he said, listen, I lost my item. We're only three guys here. It's got to be one of these two guys that took the item. And I asked them already, please, Rabotai, I lost the item. Could you give it back to me? No, we don't have it. I wouldn't see it. So the guy says to himself, if they didn't give it back to me, they're not giving it back to me. Ela, what are these guys? Gazlanim. They're stealing it. Gazlan, what about you? Okay, get it back. I make yush. Therefore, the fourth guy can come in and keep it, since it's so confined. If I lose it in the marketplace, so I say to myself, you know what? Hey, there's a good guy in the world. He'll pick it up. He'll return it to me. No problem. But here, I know the culprits. It's you or you. And I'm telling the guy, could you please give me back the item? I don't know. I don't know where it is. I don't have the item. Oh. Therefore, he makes yush. Look at Rashi. Bottom Rashi. Afilu tema l'shlosha Yisrael. Ve'lo tefshot na'alakha k'de bishomon ben el'azar. Now don't learn from me that na'alakha falls in bishomon ben el'azar. And it's talking about Rav Yisrael, that's why you could keep it. No. Techipalik rabbanan le'echad enafav mekom shalvim mitzuyim. Rabbis say what? When Rav Yisrael you can't keep it, that's when you lose it in the public. Te'lo yada le'u le'chu le'u de'sabara oved. Which means the guy says, listen, when he doesn't know who found it, he says, you know what, there's good people in the world. When the holiday comes, what they used to do, they used to bring the lost object to Jerusalem on the regel. They would go to a certain place, make an announcement, Rabotai, we found an object. He trusts that a good guy will find it. However, he knows who the guys are. And he claimed them, hey, I want my item. Velo udu, and he didn't confess. They didn't confess. Ayu esh miyesh. Good. Now who's answering that of Nachman? עד רב נחמן לתעמד, אמר רב נחמן, להסלע. Let's do a case. A guy saw a, he found a סלע, מה זה סלע? A coin. מטבע. שנפל משניים. It fell from two people. חייב להחזיר. You gotta return it. מי טעמה? ההוד נפל מיני לא מייאש. Because the guy that really lost the item, the coin, is not going to give up. Why? Memar amar mechdi. Inish acharina lo ava behadai. There was nobody with me, just my friend over here. Elahai. Nachtina le, I'm going to take this guy. Ve'amina le antu de shekalte. Ah, you stole it. You took it. And therefore, not only that, as she says, I'll bring him to Bet Din, and I'll cause him to make a shivua. Because he's sure that this guy took it. There's two guys walking in the street. There's only two of him, him. One of the two dropped an item, a coin. The deen is, the third guy comes along, and he sees if there's two people, keep it. No, sorry, give me. Give it back. Why? Because the guy that dropped it does not make yi'ush. Because he says, what do you mean, who found it? It's just me and this guy here. This guy, and I'm going to get it from him. You know how I'm going to get it from him? I'll take him to Beit Din. Even though... This is not the guy that took it, by the way. Somebody else found it. But in the guy's brain, he's saying, why should I give up? I know it's got to be this guy. And therefore, the guy that found it, when he picked it up, it was definitely before Yush. Therefore, he has to give it back. Understand? However, and by the way, even though, let me speak out clear, eventually this guy's going to make Yush, by the way. When he takes the guy to Beit Din, correct? And the guy's going to swear, okay, then I lost it. But we learned earlier, halakha follows abaye, that even though a guy eventually is going to make yi'ush, but that doesn't count as a yi'ush, the guy has to pick it up before yi'ush. We all like abaye that says, yi'ush shelo mida'at, lo ave yi'ush. Therefore you can't say, well, since he made yi'ush later on, no, it's got to be an actual yi'ush. So therefore, that's two people, but three people is different. Why? Look at the Gemara. When an item falls from three people, you don't have to give it back. You know what? Because the guy definitely makes yi'ush. Why? My tama, ahu dinafal mine, because the guy that dropped the item, vadai miya'ish. You know why? Memar amar, he says, mechdi. Tere havu bahadai. There's two guys here with me. It can be this guy that took it, or that guy. I'm going to tell this guy to come to Beit Din. I didn't take him as the other guy. And if I take the other guy to Beit Din, and you're not allowed to make a guy make a shivua on a maybe. You're only allowed to make a shivua if it's a vadai. That's the din. Which means, I don't know if he took it. In the first case, he's a vadai. Wait a minute, what's me and you here? So I could take you to Beit Din and the Shivuat Hesit, Shivuat Rabbanan, we were walking, it's got to be him, make a Shivuat. Okay, they make a Shivuat. But when the guy himself is Mesupak, there's two guys. The guy himself is Mesupak. Who took it? Could be this guy. And this guy could, I didn't take it. And then what's going to happen? So this guy that found it from three could assume that the guy made a Yeush. Look at Rashi. Third line, ve'eru yacholash bi'o b'ta'anat shemeh. Right? You can't bring him to Beit Din and say, swear, maybe you're the guy. She'en nishba'in b'ta'anat shemeh. You don't do a ta'anat shemeh, which means, you're only I can only bring you on a claim, I'm a vadai. Beit Din's going to say, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. In this case, can he say he's sure? There was two guys, maybe the other guy took him. Good. Oh, so now wait, we have a question that she says. So it's three guys. Get the case good. Three guys are walking in the street. One guy dropped it. A fourth guy comes. We say he can keep it. What do you mean? Bottom line, when it came to his hands, it came to his hands before Yush. And we don't hold like Abaye. We hold that when it comes to your hands, it's got to be Yush already. So that she answers, no, we're talking about money. What do we say about money? Money, you could assume the Yush is... And B, because the guy's always feeling the money in his pocket. And therefore you could assume already that what? He realized that it was lost, and therefore he makes yi'ush immediately. Therefore, when the guy picked it up, you could assume use was made already. And therefore, we say he can keep it. Therefore, this is consistent with what we just learned. What did we just learn? Three guys in the hotel. Three Jews go to a hotel. One of the guys loses the item. What's the deen? Now a fourth guy comes into the hotel. What did the deen say? Keep it. Now even though Rov Yisrael, the rabbi is going to say, in the marketplace, Rov Yisrael, there's a siman, Hayav Lachriz. Because the guy says to himself, what? Whoever found it, will come to Yerushalayim on the holiday, and he'll find me and give it back to me. Very good. But in this case over here, listen, I know the culprits. There's three guys. I lost the item. It's the other two. So he goes to them. You give it to me. I don't have it. The other guy has it. The other guy. Can I take them to Beit Din? No. Can I make them make a shivua? No. So what does he do? He makes yush. Therefore, the fourth guy that comes in can keep it, even if the three guys in the hotel before him were Yisraelim. For sure, if they were goyim and sheira. Hadush is afilu. You want to say that the hotel is all Yisraelim, let's say, which means, we have to speak out also. But, if the last guy was a Yisrael, alone, then you would have to return it to him. Again, like the case of the Masid. You always go according to the present, what it is now. You see, all the guys before swept up, took everything, you come in now, you find an item, it must be from the guy before. Very good. But here we're talking about a case where there was three guys before. Okay, three guys before, he asked the hotel manager, who stayed there before? Oh, three Jews. Three Jews, and you see an item there, you can assume one guy probably lost it. And he definitely makes shiush, because there's no way he can claim the other two guys. He's going to say, I didn't take it. There must be the thieves. Therefore he says, Vayvi l'chasto kis. Therefore the guy can keep it. That's the case of the Mishnah. Three Yisraelim. And it's going according to the rabbis. And that's no indication of keeping an item in Rav Yisrael. Because in the regular case of Rav Yisrael, in a Chanami with a Siman, you'd have to be Makhriz. Amar Rava. Adamar, Pishloshayinu Hayav Lachazir. That which we said, that if a coin falls from three people, you don't have to give it back. So what was the logic? Because we said the guy makes Yish for sure right away. Because he says, there was two people here with me. How am I going to go? I can't take him to Beit Din and make him swear, because I'm not sure who took it. So therefore, he's going to make Yish, and nobody gave it back to him already. Lo amaran ela, denet be shaveh peruta lechol echad ve'echad. So long as the item is not worth a shaveh peruta for each guy, meaning it's less than three perutot. Aval it be shaveh peruta lechol echad ve'echad. But if the item is worth at least three perutot, hayav lachzir. What's the logic? My tama imur shutfeninu. Because could be if it's three perutot, could be the case is talking about where the three guys are partners. Each guy's partner on shaveh peruta velo miyashu, and therefore the guy is not going to make, or the other guys are not going to make yush. What's the logic that they're partners? There's a shaveh peruta for each one. So this hayuv hashava on a shaveh peruta. So I could come along and say that the two guys, that one guy picked it up, and the other guy that lost his shaveh peruta, and this, or the other two guys, they're their partners. Therefore, they're going to say he's probably holding it for us because we're partners, and therefore he's going to give it back to us. So therefore, they're not going to make yush. So as long as there's a shaveh peruta for each one, you have to assume you can assume that the fourth guy that picks it up. Maybe they're partners. So if they're partners, the reason why he didn't give it back yet, because he's holding it for us. Partners, he's not stealing it from me. So therefore, he's going to have to give it back. Rashi says, Imar shutfeninu, Rashi, Besel azu, v'ne'emanim ze'azel, they trust each other. V'ina echad choshed et havero, v'halko, you don't suspect his friend. U'chi meshamesh bekiso ve'lo matza, or he's going to stick his hand in his pocket, lo iya'esh. He's not going to make yush. Why? Me'mar amar, had me shutafim matzah. One of my partners found it. V'letzareni hu shotek. He's trying to needle me. That's why he's keeping quiet. He wants to be mitzared me a little. V'nimsa, k'shebat liyad ze, lefnei yush bat. We have to say that it came to this fourth guy that found it before yush. Okay? And we hold like Abaye. And Abaye holds yush lo midat. Lo ave yush. Even though later on he's going to make yush. It doesn't matter. Right, the haukmak abaye. Even though a sela, a coin is something that doesn't have a siman, hayav la'azir. Good. Keep one finger on. Okay, continue Rashi. Aval ki embo shalosh pirutot. let's say the item itself is not worth 3 perutot. You have 3 guys, the item is worth 2 perutot. Okay? So that she says, ma nafshach, ishu tafim hen, en kamishum ha-shavat aveda. If their partners is no ha-shavat aveda, because each guy owns less than a shavet peruta. So I don't have an obligation to return something that's less than a shavet peruta. Ve'im shelehad mehenu, or let's say it belongs to one of them, or shelashnayim, no ha-shuvam u-chaverinu ze-ganavu. But ma nafshach, If it belongs to all 3 people, each guy owes us the Shavet Peruta, I pick it up, I don't have to return us the Shavet Peruta. And if it belongs to, let's say, one of them, or if it belongs to one of them, or 2 of them, so long as there's 3 people over there, so I said, the guy lost to make shoes because he can never take the other 2 guys to Bidin, because it's still a sefek. So if it's worth 3 perutot, if it's worth 3 perutot, you got to return it. I give us a logic why you have to return it, because you have to say, remember, they're partners. And therefore, one guy lost it, and the other guys are holding it for him, and therefore he didn't make it, usually he dropped it. Therefore, you have to return it. That's shekin if it's less than a shevet peruta for each guy, manavshach. If each guy's a partner of this, each guy owns less than a shevet peruta. You have to return less than a shevet peruta? No. And if, let's say, 2 of the guys own it, or one guy owns the item that's less than 3, he's going to make Yi'ush. Because bottom line, there's 2 other people over here that he doesn't know which one took it. And they're going to have these guys. Therefore, he makes Yi'ush right away. So therefore, that's the way Rava is limiting the case. Another version, Amar Rava, Afalgav delet pe'ela shavesh te perutot. According to this version, even if the item's only worth 2 perutot, hayav la'azir. You have 3 guys. And that was also worth 2 perutot. What's the reason I have to be machzir? My ta'ama, imur shotfeninu. I'll say what? That maybe they are partners. I go, what's the problem? Do you have a problem there? Because if 3 guys are partners, to me, each guy owes us the shavet peruta. Each guy owes us the shavet peruta, you don't have to return it. But it says, v'had minayu achole achale lemantega v'havre. Could be one of the guys is mohel his helek to his friend. So therefore, you have now one guy bows out. Could be, he's mohel is chaylik. So now it's a shavet peruta to the other guys. So therefore, the guy that drops it, is not making yi'ush because he's. Look at what she says. Imur shutfeninu. See that Rashi? Imur shutfeninu. Umemne adadeh. Then choshdin ze etze. Venimset sheba liyad ze lefne yi'ush. Okay? He says, Echad me mahalet chelko lehaverav. One guy was mohel is chelek to the other 2. Their partner is mohel is chelek. So therefore what? It is a shavet peruta now. That is returning. See, we learned earlier, 3 perutot, if it's less than a shavet peruta, if it's less than 3 perutot, no problem. It's less than a shavet peruta. Because each guy's a partner on less than a shavet peruta. But Bashaikin over here, this version of Rava is saying, even if it's only worth 2 perutot, 2 perutot divided by 3 people, no problem. No, it is a problem. Because could be, they were partners, and one guy was mohel, his chelek, to the other partners. Therefore, when they drop it, since they were partners, so therefore you're not going to make yush, therefore you have to give it back. So go to the second version, you have to suspect, even when it's less than 3 perutot, that could be that the obligation of returning is still on you, because one partner was mohel is chelek to the 2. Therefore, it's still worth a shavet peruta that you have to return. Ve'amarava, ra'a sela shenafla. Okay, case. These are obvious cases over here. Ra'a sela shenafla. A guy saw a coin that fell. Nitala lefnei yi'ush al-menat le'gozla. Oh. The guy mamash took it before yi'ush with intention to steal it. What's the deen? Over bekudan. He's over everything. Now, obviously, the guy must have taken it immediately from the time it fell out of the guy's pocket. Because we say, Adam Mashmish Bekiso, they call Sha'a. The guy always feels the money in his pocket. So the guy must have dropped it immediately, grabbed it. I'm taking it, I'm stealing it, I want it. He's over on everything. What's everything? Mishum lo tigzol. First of all, you're a thief. Mishum hashif teshiven. You transgressed the mitzvah ta'asim. It's not that says you have to return. You didn't return. Mishum lo tuchal le'talem. The Torah says, when you walk by an object, you're not allowed to pass by it. You have to pick it up and return it. So there's an aseh of hashiv teshivim. There's a lot of aseh of lutuchal talim. You're not allowed to close your eyes to the object. So when a guy does this, he takes the item before Yehush, al menat gozlo, he's over on everything. Right. Now let's say the guy makes Yehush after. Okay? Now he says, oh, he makes this, I want to return it. Now, too late. Even though he returns it after Yehush, matana hu diyahiv le, the surah de havad, avad. The Yisurim are there. So you gave it back, as a matana. Now which Yisurim are there? So look at the Rashi. Oved mishum hashif to shivim. Lo tegzol, lo sheyach ela b'sh'at netila. Kemo v'egzol tachanik mehed ha-mesri kedamar b'bakama. Okay, lo tegzol, you over when you take it. Lo tucha leta'alem, ena azara ela lekovesh et enav v'nemna melahasil. Right. That means when a guy closes his eyes and doesn't save the object, you're not allowed to, you know, hide yourself from the object. When he steals it, he's hiding himself from the object. Keep your finger on that she in this case. So again, when it says over here, that's referring to which isurim? The chaura lo tegzol. You returned it. So the chaura lo tegzol, you're able to fix. Hashem teshivim, the chaura you fixed. You returned it. So what does it mean over here when it says v'isura de'avad, avad? Which isur still remains intact? So the Mefarshim say over here, according to Tosafot, lo tuchal et'alim. Look at Tosafot Matana. See Tosafot Matana? V'im tomar. You can fix lo tegzol. Right? I return the object, lo tegzol goes off. Hashem teshivim also. You didn't return it. Now I did return. I can fix those things. So why are you telling me the surah remains? That's the only surah you made. You have an obligation to return an item before Yehush. Lo tuchal et'alim. You hid yourself from the object, meaning you have an obligation to return before Yehush. Good. Just like I fixed lo tegzol, I'll fix Hashem teshivim. But lo tuchal etalem, too late. You would transgress that. You're not allowed to deny an object return before Yehush. You waited too late. You returned it after Yehush. Therefore, that's isurah de'avad avad. But the other two are fixed. So that's what's for shita. That you, when you return it, lo tegzol, you're fixed. Hashem teshivim, you're fixed. Lo tuchal etalem, you still have outstanding. Okay. Next case. Natla lifnei Yehush al menat lahazira. Oh, second case. The guy picked up the object before Yehush. Good guy, tzaddik, al menat lahazira. His intention was to return it. Ulahar Yehush nitkaven legozla. Now it's money, right? The guy made Yehush immediately. After he made Yehush, the guy said, you know what? I'm keeping it for myself. Oved mishum hashif teshivim. Well, hashif teshivim is definitely oved, because he has an obligation to return the object, and he did not return it. So back to Rashi. Rashi says, where we left off, hilkach, hanotla al menat lahazir. The guy picked it up with intention to return it. Ulahar yush netkaven legozla. En kan mit'alim.
Right, you picked it up.
Tosfot says, Rashi says, no mit'alim, you picked it up. You picked it up with kavanah to be mahazir. And lo tegzol, you don't have either. Because I didn't pick it up to steal it. I picked it up to return it. And after the guy made yush, you know what, I'm going to keep it. Aval hashef teshivim, ikam mishnatal achi yeshivena. Once you pick it up, you had a hayuv of Hashava, you never filled it. So therefore, when you pick it up, Amenat Lahashiv, and you wait for Yehush, and the guy made Yehush after, then you're over on Hashem Teshivim. Himtin la adshinit Yahshua ba'alim minatla. He saw the money on the floor. He waited. He waited for the guy to make Yehush. He sees the guy stick his hand in his pocket. Oh, vaylin asad okis. Oh, thank you very much. He picked up and put it in his pocket. Enu over ela meshun lo tuchal etalem bilvad. Lo tuchal etalem, because he was ma'alim. You see an object on the floor before Yehush, you have an obligation to pick it up and return it. You waited. That's already over. This case can happen. You see a friend, he lost an object in the sand. Hey, the guy's on the beach. They put something in the sand over there. He's playing around. Hey, he can't find it. He lost it. And you found it. You don't have to return the item when you find it in the sand. How
The guy who drops something in the sand, right away, he makes yush. But even though you see him taking like a sifter and sifting the sand, the guy who lost the object, you see, he didn't make yush. The guy is trying to find his item. Memar amar ki hechi de nafun minai didi haki nafun miini shaharina umeshkahana mini midi. He says, just like I lost something in the sand, probably somebody else lost something in the sand. So I'll try to find somebody else's item. So he's not looking for his own item. His own item, he gave up. But he's saying, people lose things in the sand. I mean, just like I lost something, let me go find somebody else's item. Therefore, just because you see him searching in the sand, is no da'ayah that he didn't make yush. He made yush. Therefore, you're able to keep the item. Okay? Matzah behanut. Okay, you found something in a store. Money, let's see. Found money in the store, on the floor. Hare elu shelo. Keep it. Why? That she says, there's no siman on the money, let's say. A store is a public place. Everybody's going inside, you drop something in the store, you find it over there, no siman, finished. There's no way to get it back. Good. It doesn't matter. Once there's no siman, the guy makes you, especially in a public place like that, how's he going to find, how's he going to get it? He can't recover. Okay, now, you have the, we'll call this now the cashier. Okay, the cashier has the register. The register we're going to call the teva. Basically, the Mishnah is going to be like this: money is found between the cashier and the register. It goes to the storekeeper. Belongs to the register. If it's found beyond the register on the other side of the table, it belongs to the customer that picks it up. Okay, that was going to be what the deal with the money. Now. Bein ha-teva v'lehanvani, again, bein ha-teva v'lehanvani, if it's between the register, the teva is where they put the money, and the shopkeeper, shelhanvani, belongs to the shopkeeper. We say it came out of the register, somebody came to pay me, didn't put it in the register yet, or it fell out of the register, no problem. If there's shulhani, hare elu shelo. Now, shulhani is the money changer. So if it's, lefne shulhani, hare elu shelo, if it's in front of the shulhani, meaning, it's on the other side of the table, away from the money changer, so it belongs to the guy that found it. Okay. Bin akiseh ul shulhani, har el shul shulhani. But it's between the money changer and his chair, meaning it fell in front of his chair, his money changer, it fell in front of the table and the chair, that already belongs to the shulhani. Basic logic. We'll see. Halokeach perot mechavero. A guy, he buys fruit from his friend. Okay, what fruit? He sent him a gift. He sent the perot. You found in the money. You can keep the money. To see why? But if it was tied up in a certain way with a siman, then you have to make a hakraza. Look at Tashi. And the Mishnah. Matzah b'chanut hare elu shelo. B'davar she'em bo siman b'sod ha'rashi. Bein ha'teva, she'hanvani yoshev lefaneha. The hanvani sits in front of the teva, that's like the kupa, that's the register. V'tamid notel memena. Right, he takes from the register and he gives customers change. V'notel lefarab u'mocher u'ma'ot sh'notim lo notel teva. V'lo nafal shum davar ela miyad hanvani. Correct. When you find it in front of the register, must have fell from the hanvani. Shulchani machlif ma'ot. He's a money changer. Shulchani. V'notel matbe'otab b'shulchani. He puts his money on the table. Shulifarab, that's in front of the va'im machlif afhen notnim sham ma'ot. Everybody puts the money on the table. We're going to have to see in the Gemara, what if you find money on the table? Because everybody puts money on the table. He puts money to there, and he puts money on the table. He makes change for him and all that. So it says, Hare elu shodam, lina mina ba'im naflu, shal ha-shulchan mafsik bin shulchani lima'ot, shinim se'u. V'im na shulchani naflu, aya lehem nimaseh bin kisi la shulchan munach alav. Right, it all depends where you're going to find the money. If you find it between the chair where he's sitting and the table, on this side like, so then already it's the shulchanis. But if you found it on the floor, not the way you found it on the table. You found it on the floor. So it all depends where. If it's on this side, it's the shulchanis. Where the shulchanis live. If it's on the other side, it belongs to the people. Okay. And we'll have to see the Gemara. Gemara says, Amar Abil Azar, Afilu munachim al gabe shulchan. Oh, hadush. Wow. Even if it's on the table, it belongs to the person that finds it. We always talk now with the shulchani on the floor in front of the customer, on the floor in front of the money changer. What about the table itself? Everybody puts money on the table. So Rabbi Azaz Hadush is, even if it's on the table, the customer keeps it. I mean, it's money. They don't know whose money it is. I feel the money, I'm not sure I keep it. So comes the Gemara and says, Tanan, lifnei shulchani hare elu shelo. We're going to make diyukim from our Mishnah. If it's in front of the shulchani, in front, meaning on the other side of the shulchani, the customer keeps it. So make a diyuk. Ha'ala shulchan, the shulchani. Right, only because you found it on the floor in front of the customer. Mashma, if you found it on the table, the shulchani would keep it. Emasefa, berakiseu shulchani shul shulchani. If you found it on the shulchani side, between his chair and the table, the shulchani keeps it. Ha'aga b'shulchan shelo. Which is you can make contradictory diyukim from the Mishnah. Ela mehalek ela mishma minel. You cannot make any diyukim from the Mishnah. So leave the Mishnah. But Rabbi Elazar hamenale. But where did Rabbi Elazar get his din from? Amar Rabban matnitin kashita. He had a problem with the Mishnah.
Why?
My idiyah detani berakiseu l'shulchani shel shulchani. Why did the Mishnah give a case that the shulchani keeps it ben akiseh l'shulchani? Why do you give that case between the chair where he's sitting and the shulchani and the table? Ben akiseh l'shulchani shel shulchani litni ala shulchan. Why don't you just give a better case? Tell me, even if it's on the table itself, tell me a bigger hadush. The fact that the Mishnah only gave me a case that the shulchani keeps it is when it's on the floor between him and the chair, and it didn't give me a big hadush that it's on, when it's on the table, and it must be when it's on the table belongs to the customer. Iname or matzah b'shulchanot kediktani resha matzah b'hanut shelo. Correct. What's the iname? Look at Rashi. Iname, bottom line. Bottom two lines in Rashi. Nitni b'resha matzah b'shulchanot kediktani resha matzah b'hanut. What was the first case in the Mishnah? You found in the store. Correct? Matzah b'hanut. What's the din? Hane elu. Shelo, you have to keep it. Find something in the store, no siman. When it came to the table case, it should have said, matzah b'shulchanot. You found it in the, I guess the store of money changers would be called shulchanot. Just like you say a store of selling merchandise called a hanut, you should say matzah b'shulchanot. Midinakat lifnei shulchani, afa shulchan b'mashma. And the fact that it's said in the Mishnah, lifnei shulchani, in front of the shulchani, in front of him is mashma, whether it's in front of him on the floor, or it's in front of him on the table. Now, what's this last deal go over here? He says like this. We said in the Mishnah, matzah b'hanut. Oh, very good, I got it. What's matzah b'hanut? You found on the floor of the hanut. Correct? What's the hanut? That's the store. Anywhere in the store you found an item, that's no siman, you get to keep it. So why didn't the Mishnah say, according to this, he says here, v'ainu medayikim shedavke im matzah b'hanut hashulchani hare elu shelo. Aval im metza'an ala shulchan. They're learning. Hanut means like this. The store of the guy selling merchandise, or the store of the money changer. Store of the money changer. Now, if it would have said store of the money changer means wherever you're going to find it in the store, it's going to belong to the customer, to the guy that found it. Again, shedavki matzah b'chanut ha-shulchani, hare elu shelo. Aval im matzah ha-shulchan, harem sheichud l'shulchani. B'chad sheshina ha-tanam b'lashot shetkal l'gabay ha-chanuyot, v'shar lefnei ha-shulchani. It means like this. If it would have said hanut, is there two cases in the Mishnah? There's two cases in the Mishnah. There's matzah b'chanut hare elu shelo. Right? And then it says lifnei shulchani. So what should the Mishnah have said? Davka im matzah b'chanut ha-shulchani. Then iname. What was his problem? Matzah b'shulchanot. What does shulchanot mean? B'chanut shel shulchani. It should have said, just like it said in the first case, hanut, it should have said hanut shel shulchani. If you found it in the store of a shulchani, but it didn't say that. It said Lefnei HaShulchan, Ben HaShulchan, Vekiseh, and all those cases. Why didn't it say that you found it in a Hanut Shel Shulchani? Kediktani Resha. Why? What did it say in the Resha? Matza Behanut. It says Hare Elu Shelo. So I would have made a diyuk that what? V'hainu medayikim shedav ki matza Behanut HaShulchani Hare Elu Shelo. Aval im mitzal al shulchan haren sheyachot leshulchani. If it would have said store, then I would have made a diuk like this. Davka, if I found it in the store, then it goes to the customer. But if I found it on the table, it goes to the shulchani. From the fact that it didn't say hanuta shulchani, it just said from the shulchan this way, from the shulchan that way. Therefore, it's master that on the table it belongs to the customer.
Yeah.
Again. Mishtag in the case of Hanut. So say Hanut HaShulchani. Oh, Hanut HaShulchani would mask by the same case. Dafka on the floor of the money changer place, but if it was on the table of the money changer, it goes to the money changer. So the fact that it didn't use Lashon Hanut HaShulchani,
Ela, it's mask by Dafka, not in the store itself. Ela Huadin on the table. So therefore, on the table, it will go to the customer. Read the bottom Mashi. Inameh. Nitni beresha matzab b'shulchanot kedektani resha matzab b'chanut. Shulchanot would mean like the store of the shulchanim. Bederakat lefnei shulchani afal shulchan b'mashma. Lefnei shulchani means in front of the shulchani, not only on the floor but even on the table. Okay, baruch adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen.